welcome to the Real Estate Matters podcast. I am your host, James Benedetto. I'm taking over for Stuart Norton for the day because Stuart's a really busy guy, and he decided that I was the perfect person to take over for the podcast this week. I'm joined by our awesome intern and our sound producer and basically our one-stop shop for everything podcasting, Mallory Barrett. Hi, Mallory. I know you can't say hello, but I just want to make sure you got a shout out on this podcast. And joining me for our guest this week is Sophie Williamson, who is probably one of two people, along with Mallory, who helps me understand how Alabama works, because as a New Yorker, I have no idea how this state works. It is literally very different than anything I've ever been around. But Sophie tells me how, you know, Alabamians do things and, you know, what food to eat and, you know, places to avoid. So, Sophie, thank you for joining us on the podcast this week. What's going on, girl? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Doing good. Made it over halfway through the semester. So
look at you go. Look at you go. How is the semester going for you? Let's start there.
It's going good. I'm in my senior year, so in the home stretch.
Mm-hmm. What classes are you taking? There's so much that goes on here at UA that even from me that graduated a few years ago, I still can't understand like how much has happened since 2020 probably. But what are you taking right now and what are you interested in?
Yeah, so I'm a marketing major with a minor in both sales and real estate. So most of my classes this semester fall under marketing and sales, but I am in one real estate class with Dr. Tedwell. It's real estate investments. I've really enjoyed it so far, and it hasn't been too hard.
Not too hard. What is he like teaching in those classes? Like, can you kind of go into a little bit about like what real estate investments is kind of about? Like, can you just give us an overview?
Yeah. So right now we're actually going over like mortgages and how mm-hmm. to refinance and just stuff that's really going to be useful in the future.
So you're from Fort Payne, Alabama, if I'm right. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay. So what was it like kind of growing up there? I've never been there. So kind of for a northern boy who has never been to your neck of the woods, what's it like out there?
Not surprised you haven't heard of it. It's a small town that not many people have heard of. But I would say that growing up in a small town has really made me who I am. It's influenced how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, I think. It's really gave me a sense of community that I've carried on with me to college.
So it's not like one of those southern towns that's got like one stoplight and everything's like stop signs.
It has two.
Two stoplights. Wow. What a big deal. McDonald's there or no?
Yes. Okay. There is a McDonald's.
Is there, what else is, what was like the big thing that came into town when you were growing up? What was like the big deal store? Was there a big like box store that came in that like everyone freaked out about or no?
We finally got a Chick-fil-A about 5 years ago. It was very exciting.
So if you wanted Chick-fil-A, where were you driving to?
The nearest one was about 35 minutes away.
Okay. And where was that?
In Gunnersville, Alabama.
Gunnersville. Okay. Yes. So getting closer to Huntsville, correct?
Or yes.
Okay. Wow. Look at me go. All right. So you wind up choosing Alabama. Like, what schools were you looking at? Why did Alabama stand out? Kind of walk me through all of that jazz.
As long as I can remember, I've never wanted to go anywhere else. I have two older brothers, and my oldest brother started going here when I was 7. So I've kind of just grown up around campus, grown up with the football culture, and I could just never imagine myself going anywhere else.
So Auburn was never on the table.
Oh, no. I would be, like, exiled if I went to Auburn.
So what about, like, so obviously having older siblings that come here, I mean, obviously that makes the decision a little easier. But what was it about Alabama specifically that kind of just drew you in?
Just the culture. Like, I think we have one of the best cultures in the SEC. And yeah, pretty much. I was just sold the moment I stepped on campus.
That bad, huh? It was already that good. Okay. All right. So now I find your journey to real estate kind of interesting, because I know you've told me before that your older brother, this is the middle brother, or is this the oldest?
The middle brother.
This is the middle brother.
Yes.
He's already in the business, is what I've been told. So was that like when you were, like, being the youngest, I know there's been that stigma of you don't want to follow in your older siblings' footsteps. You kind of want to do your own thing. But how did that, how did you kind of find real estate and how did that work for you?
So my oldest brother graduated college when I was in my sophomore year here. And he had kind of just taken on the path to real estate. I didn't know anything about it. But at the end of my sophomore year, I was looking for an internship in marketing because I was a marketing major at that point. And he recommended me to Stewart. Mm-hmm. So I came in and I interviewed just solely expecting to do like admin stuff and marketing. And slowly throughout the summer, I had Grayson Glaze just slowly whispering in my ear, you should do real estate. Like, you should do real estate. And finally, after 2 months, I decided to add the minor and really start that journey.
No way. So it was, it's always Grayson. It always comes back to Grayson somehow, right?
Yes.
What, so was real estate, was it on the docket at all? Just in, was it like, maybe it was like in a peripheral vision or like, cause you know, again, marketing, there's so much you can do with it, obviously, but was real estate just kind of out there in the abyss? Like, were you interested in real estate before coming here or was there just the, those whispers from Grayson to add the minor? That's what
did
it for you.
It was never on my radar. Like even before college, actually starting college, I was a biology major. So probably the furthest from real estate that you can get. Found out very quickly that was not for me.
Yeah.
But really in marketing, I was interested in the social media side of it and never even considered real estate, but I'm glad I found it.
But look at you now. Look at you now just being this real estate superstar. So then kind of walk me through the first little bit because I know you join, you wind up getting involved with CCAP pretty early in your college career, if I'm right about that. And you kind of like found your way, like you're, we'll talk about the academy in a second, but how did you kind of, what made you want to get involved in those programs here at UA? Like what drove you in that direction?
Yeah. So I was pretty much running CCAP by the beginning of my junior year, just with the website, being able to answer questions for students. And I found that I liked being in that leader position and just being able to help other students follow in my footsteps and create their own journey.
Mm-hmm. So you like that leadership role. Were you involved in it before you wound up taking over, like taking over the, how do I say this? Maybe like the, because you wound up becoming the president pretty early. Because like you are the president now, but you were basically the vice president by your junior year. So you're kind of already up in that chain. Were you just a regular student for like maybe your sophomore year, just involved in CCAP, or how did that kind of work?
No, I wasn't involved in real estate at all my sophomore year. I was just marketing. I didn't even have a minor, just kind of focusing on getting my business basics out of the way. So pretty much from the start, I've been heavily involved in it.
So what you're saying is, without saying it, is that Grayson not only made you the minor, brought the minor on, he just throws you into CCAP too. Okay.
He threw me into it, but honestly, I think it's been for the best. It's taught me so much. It's just been awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's something that I got to give Grayson a lot of credit for. He always finds ways to get students involved and probably will push you further outside of your comfort zone than you even think you're ready for. But by the time you're already kind of out there, you know, it's kind of game over. But then the coolest thing was for me, just hearing your story a little bit, is NAI Chase, the internship with them. Talk to me a little bit about how that kind of got started and you know, what that experience has been like.
Yeah, so it was probably around this time last year, I was doing something with our corporate cabinet members, and Doug McCullough, he is one of, like, the managing brokers for NAI Chase. I had viewed his profile on LinkedIn. He sent me a connection, and then he started sending me messages about how they're looking for a marketing intern, and he saw that I worked for Grayson, so he knew that I was motivated, determined. We started off doing phone calls. I went down there and visited them during Christmas break, and I love the people. I love the place, and they ended up offering me an internship.
No way. So it all started through LinkedIn.
Oh yeah.
All started through LinkedIn, but he is the nicest man. I mean, getting to meet him a couple times, he's the nicest man, one of the nicest people I've ever met in this business. But, so you get to kind of do that. And is that where, because you wind up getting your license the summer that I took this job, was in June. So you were basically almost done with the license stuff by then, or just had gotten it, correct?
I got my license back in August, but I was doing like the pre-license stuff, studying all summer, just really getting myself prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
NAI Chase is really awesome through that because I would ask all the brokers, like, what did you do to get your license? Like, what's the best study methods? What's the best resources? And I just found them to be really helpful with all of that.
Got you. So you were kind of, so I guess maybe my question is that with taking the internship, did that kind of spur you forward to go get the license then? Because some people, like I said, I think you wind up getting it whenever you get it. But I find it interesting that you wound up doing it during your college career to kind of get yourself ready to go for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also just like being in the real estate minor in general, if you take the classes, it actually counts as your pre-license courses, therefore saving you the money of buying a pre-license course. So that really motivated me as well.
Got you. Okay. So, the other thing I wanted to follow up with that was that why did you, so obviously because of the classes, okay, so it sets you up to go ahead and do it anyway, but some people still won't take that opportunity. Why was it important for you to make sure that you had the license taken care of?
I think that I was a little concerned if I didn't do it now, I would keep putting it off. And I like to just get things out of the way when I can as early as possible and not procrastinate them.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah, you're totally different than me. I would have totally procrastinated that for sure. There's no way I would have had that done by the time I graduated. It's like, no way. Okay. So that's really interesting. So now you're kind of set up really nicely. I want to get back to the academy in a second, but actually, no, let's go there now. With CCAP, so you get your license, you're the president of the academy. What is the academy? I think a lot of students, especially here, but just a lot of people under, you know, in general, don't really know what the academy is and what it does. What has, you know, if you were to kind of give me your elevator pitch about what the academy is, what would you tell me?
Yeah, so the academy is the Capstone Collegiate Real Estate Academy. It's really education based. So we're just really offering students the chance to further their real estate education. They get the first choice of internships that we offer. They get free financial modeling courses, free student memberships to big real estate organizations such as ICSC, IREM, CCIM, CRU. So our biggest, like, I guess, selling point is that we offer students resources at no cost that they would otherwise have to pay for.
Mm-hmm. So with like the financial modeling courses, that is something that's really interesting to me because it's kind of giving you, not, you know, just Excel workbooks that would work in, if you're going into the commercial, it would, you know, commercial real estate, it would basically be right there. You could just use that. Is that something that people, have you heard from like alums that have taken the academy that winds up helping them kind of get started when they get into the industry?
Yeah, I actually know of a student that got their job because they had completed the financial modeling course. So I think it's really awesome to see something that we offer be put into action and show that it actually does help students.
That's so unique that like we do that. I mean, again, like we're pumping our own tires here, but that's a really cool, unique little thing that even when I took this, I was like, man, that's awesome. If I could have that opportunity, man, I can just be ready to go into real estate. No, not really. So let's go from there. You know, what's been some of the things that you're hoping to kind of see as the academy grows? What are some of your goals? Like, you're the president now. What do you want to see happen? You know, obviously I know we want to get a certain amount of students in it. That's fine. But what are some things you're hoping to see as this continues to grow?
I'm hoping to see students get more involved in real estate. Some people just add the minor to say they did it. They know about real estate. But I think that the ones who really want to be in real estate and who really care about their future are going to realize how beneficial the academy can be to them and see how much of a resource it actually is.
That's awesome. So what about you? You know, I mean, I've, you know, you got your license. I mean, I know you already have the academy certificate, you know, the certificate all set and ready to go. Where's Sophie Williamson going to be when she leaves Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
That is to be determined.
Oh, you got to give us an answer. Come on now. Just give me an idea. You don't have to tell me like a location. Just give me an idea.
Well, I'm hoping to end up in Huntsville, ideally working in both marketing and the commercial real estate industry, if the world could be perfect. But that's kind of what I'm aiming for. Hoping to stay in Alabama, stay close to my family, but also just be able to have a little bit of freedom as an adult.
That's what we're all looking for, huh? That's what we're all looking for. But hey, this adulting thing, my mom tells me it's a lie, you know, that we shouldn't do this adulting thing. What do you think about that?
I don't feel like I'm old enough to be an adult.
Well, that's pretty good. So what about, you know, there's a lot of students that kind of come through the program. I think we're over 800 now, I think, as it stands, which is crazy to think about. But there's so many students, and I think that you get this from your perspective, that kind of come here, they have an idea, but they're not 100% sure. They want to kind of find their way. What advice would you give students that are looking or interested in real estate, you know, and are trying to kind of figure out if this is the program that works for them? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I would tell them to attend one of the real estate meetings, whether it's for the society or the academy, and just really get to hear from people in the industry, because that's like real life. And I don't think that you could get any better like representation of what it's going to look like unless you go to one of those meetings.
Remind me again, who are the companies that have been this semester? I know ULI has been here.
Yes, we're hosting Urban Land Institute tonight. We've had CRU, CCIM, ICSC. We had a real estate healthcare panel just for students to explore those possibilities. Trying to think of who else we've had. We've had quite a few this semester. But
I think Goosehead Insurance wasn't there.
Yes, they were actually one of our sponsors.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. But so it's really not just for people who are just interested in one sector of real estate, right? Like there is some variance across the board of the companies that show up.
Oh yeah, like development, like I said, healthcare. It's not just going out and selling real estate. It's really, the possibilities are endless in what you can do in real estate. And I think people have such an idea that real estate is just like, oh, I'm going to go sell this house. But really, they don't even know that there's so many possibilities and just so many ways that you can join the industry.
That's awesome. So we've talked a lot about what you do and kind of where you're going. Now I have to ask, because I know you're a big football fan, I got to start getting some answers from you about this Alabama season and how you're doing. A lot of us are taking heart medication now because, you know, first halves are terrible for Alabama. But kind of give me your thoughts on the season and how everything's going.
It's been up and down.
Oh, that's the nicest way I've heard you say it.
Yeah. I mean, you really never know which team's going to show up.
Yeah.
We're a second half team. I don't know what happens in the locker room during halftime, but it obviously works most of the time. I'm not going to forget about Texas, but
yeah.
Texas hurt.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I think it hurt a lot of people down here. You know, and you being such a big Alabama fan, it must have hurt you just twice as much.
I think it hurt my brother worse. He lives in Austin. So everyone he works with are big UT fans.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he was like, I'm going to have to quit my job. Like, I can't go back.
But he does live in Austin, which is like an awesome city.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of set up real nicely. So, yeah, he's definitely not quitting that job. He'll deal with the UT fans.
Okay. He's okay now.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. So LSU, as we're recording this podcast, LSU weekend is here. And outside of the third Saturday of October, which is what I knew coming down here, LSU was just as big, if not bigger. What are your thoughts? Give me your thoughts. And you know what? We have time. Give me a score prediction while you're at it, too.
I don't know about a score prediction, but I really hope that we win.
You can't take another loss, huh?
I don't care what the score is as long as we are more than LSU.
Yeah.
Not excited about all the LSU fans.
Yeah, it's wild down here when they show up.
Oh, yeah. You just had to be here in 2012, the Alabama LSU game. I'm still traumatized.
Oh man, that is something else. So that was the other thing I was gonna ask, like, is do you have like a favorite football memory being down here? Because I mean, you're such a big fan and you're not too far. What is it, a few hours, 2-3 hours?
Yeah, about 2.5 hours.
Okay, so you've come to a lot of, assuming you come to a lot of games.
My favorite memories are actually from tailgating on the quad. My family used to be really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to have these big wooden boxes that he would put all of his tailgating stuff in. You know, me and my cousin, we were probably 9 and 10. We would sit in those boxes. Well, one time, it was actually the Alabama-LSU game, 2012. You know, we're just sitting in there chilling. All of a sudden, this very intoxicated LSU fan stuck his head in the box and goes, "Oh, hey there." Well, my cousin just starts screaming, like losing her mind, going, "Stranger danger, stranger danger." So everyone thinks we're being kidnapped. Yeah. We were fine, but it's just one of my favorites. Oh, yeah.
Do you make fun of her for that now? Because that's a good family story. You got to make fun of her for that. I mean, that's grounds for that.
Definitely.
Okay.
Even though she's married now, she's still getting made fun of.
Love that. Love that. Well, Sophie, thank you so much for being on this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else I might be missing or anything else you want to say in closing as we finish this up?
The only thing I can think of is Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Thanks for having me.
That is Sophie Williamson, the president of the Academy and one of our awesome interns here at Acre. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and we will see you soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This has been the Real Estate Matters podcast produced by the Alabama Center for Real Estate. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, or just ask Alexa to play the Real Estate Matters podcast.